are living with 20/20 vision. We have Dr. Steve Tharp on the phone. Steve, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good. I'm doing well. Looking forward to a Thanksgiving to reflect rather than expand my horizons this time.
Right. I think this will be a Thanksgiving most people remember in not a very good way.
Well, hopefully we can remember why it's why we have this holiday and recognize that you know, a lot of what happened at the first Thanksgiving was giving for others and taking care of each other. And I think that's a really good thing to think about as we go forward this Thanksgiving and understand that the thing that we can do most for the people around us is to stay safe and healthy. So I think that this is a very appropriate time to reflect on that.
Well, speaking of healthy, how healthy are we right now?
The numbers have been going up a bit, but you know that we're still in the orange, which is good for us. We are watching as much as we can. People need to recognize that this is not going to go away quickly, and we need to really take care of what's happening take care of ourselves and take care of other folks. The masks are clearly the most important thing that we can do at this point. We're also focusing on the vaccine coming out, we're all really ready for that, I think. And I'm hopeful that people will understand that the vaccine is very helpful. In many ways, the vaccine is going to be a bit like the influenza vaccine. Both vaccines are just a part of the virus that they protect against. There are some things that happen when we give a vaccine that can in some ways mimic that illness. Back when we talked a lot about flu vaccine, people would say, oh, I don't want to take that vaccine because it gave me the flu. Yes, it does sometimes give a little bit of discomfort, you can get a little bit of the symptoms. And we think that this COVID vaccine is going to be the same, but it's not getting the illness. It is getting the body in gear to really fight it. And we think the effects are going to be what we would consider minimal, not really keeping us from doing things, but maybe uncomfortable for a day or two. And I hope that people will recognize that that's a good thing, not a bad thing, and that we will be able to proceed to conquer this and get back to a normal life.
I also hope people understand that the general public is going to be the third in line for this, and don't rush the vaccine spots to get something ahead of your time. And also, we're going to have a second dose of this.
Yes, all of the vaccines that have been that are close to certification require two doses. They're relatively close together, either 21 or 28 days, from the, first dose. And, that's going to be one of our challenges, of course, is, making sure that we, have people not only getting their first dose, but also coming back for their second dose and, getting that scheduled. This is going to be, a very, big campaign. For public health and for healthcare workers everywhere, including Clinton County. So when the time comes, everyone's cooperation will be greatly appreciated.
What was the big difference in the change of days? Because always we have been told it was 90 days in between first and second dose. So this is only like 21 to 28 days, either one of these?
The manufacturers tell us based on the results that they get from the from the vaccine, what the timing should be. And we have a number of vaccines already that have different time periods, it just has to do with how the body responds, and quite frankly, how the research was done to say that this works. So we know that timing is a good timing, and that's why it comes out that way. It doesn't mean that missing a day here or there makes a big difference, but we don't, we just haven't had enough experience to know whether if you get the first dose and then you don't get one for another 3 to 6 months, whether the response will be the same. So we're very concerned to make sure that people get the doses in the proper timing, and because we know that works, and maybe in a few years we'll come back and say, oh yeah, it would work this way too, but we don't have that information, and this is too important to let something like that derail us.
What would you expect to be looking for from the health department standpoint after Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is a challenge because everybody has a tradition of getting together and being in large family groups and large friend groups and that sort of thing. But we need to keep our eye on the ball and really understand that the difference between what happens now and what's going to be in place 3 months from now is how much we can keep ourselves from spreading the virus. The spread is still just as bad. We're losing people. This is just a terrible time, and we need to take care of ourselves until we get an indication that the vaccine has taken hold and that we are getting good results with that. And people need to get the vaccine in order to be safe. A few of us can get it, so it's gonna make things better. If you haven't had the vaccine, you're still just as likely to get the illness, and we don't want to let that happen any more than absolutely necessary. We want to keep this under control.
How much after you get the vaccine do you think you're going to know how good it is or isn't?
Well, most people are not going to have a change that tells them that they're good or they're not good. What we are going to see is the numbers decrease. And I'm expecting the vaccine to show us real changes. I expect to see a drop off within a month or so of the vaccine becoming available to many people, and unfortunately that may be more like March or April, but it's like the young boy out on the beach throwing starfish back into the ocean. You may not be getting very many of them, but it sure makes a difference for the ones who get back.
Okay.
And all of these efforts are going to save someone. I'm very sure of that. And we don't want to see anyone ill or pass on because we just didn't pay attention as much as we could have.
Okay.
That's very, very important. So this is the week of Thanksgiving. It's a time to reflect on the on our values and all of the wonderful things that have been done for us, and to remember to do the wonderful things for others that are going to make their Thanksgiving also something to remember in years to come. Thank you very much.
Okay, Steve, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. You take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks a lot. That's been Dr. Steve Tharp on our Leading with 2020.